Okay, three short ideas. Parshas Shemini HaChodesh, Berach Mechodesh Nisan, with the Rach Meshuvka Rebbe, Tavshin Pei Dalin, should be first of all for the Eretz Yisrael, for brothers and sisters, our soldiers, our hostages, only bestows Toivus, Mamish, first for Avra, Abba, and Shindel, Besoshach, Yisrael, Nishmas, Esther, Tehila, Basra, Abgevia, Pinchas. Pazik says, Kara Moshe, Aaron, the Bono, Vayomer, Aaron, Kara, Chayego, go, come, Kamilo, Rashi says, Krav El Mezbech. Rashi, they were telling, Moshe was telling Aaron, come close to Mezbech. Rashi says, "Lama tabosh the kach nevcharta? Why are you so embarrassed? This is why you were chosen. You know that the eagle represented the eagle itself, and Aaron HaKohen was a little embarrassed." Says that Rizal in the sixth parsha Shmini, brought down in Likutei Torah, and the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh says the same idea. What was Moshe Rabbeinu? "Lama tabosh lekach nevcharta?" Doesn't have anything to do with the eagle hazav. "Lama tabosh your mida of busha, your mida of the ability to have humility, lekach nevcharta." The reason why you're a zeichet to be the kohen gadol, the reason is exactly you're another. Moshe anu mikol adam, but you know what? It ran in the family. It runs in the family. Moshe anu mikol adam. And this is what the base of Ram says. It was a tzivui. What happened? Aaron HaKohen got very upset. He said he got upset on himself. So says the base of Ram of Slonim, a powerful vort, sharp vort. He says it was a tzivui. Karav al mazbech. Don't let the yitzhar feel fool you. That you're nobody and you're throwing the towel. No, that's Amalek, that's Haman throwing the towel, Suffolk, not to believe in yourself. And no. It was a tzivui, krav, like go, do. This is you. You're better than that. Like the first shad from the Ariz on the Baal Shem Tov was no, because of your anava. Because of your anava. But here he's saying the Beis Rambam is saying something even deeper, is that because this is not a time to have busha, this is a time to be you made a mistake. Time to move on. You already did tshuva for it. Move on. To have that balance of anava, and to have that balance of to know when you know. And everyone person knows that balance. The person has to know when there's a time to anava. To have that, you know, don't let the yitzhar into fake anava. Day number two is brought down from the Panim Yafos. And the same thing. It's talking about lama tabosh the kafam nechak nevcharta. He gives a different shot. Gemara in Zachem tells us. Aaron Achicha Halevi, Sha'ayon Aaron Osilios Levi, and Moshe Kohen. Why is it going to be that Aaron's going to be the Levi? They assume that Aaron's going to be the Kohen, Moshe's going to be the Levi. It really was supposed to be the opposite. Aaron's going to be the Levi, and Moshe's going to be the what? How did Moshe lose it? It says the Gemara, Rakasher, Sire Moshe, Sire Hashem, 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 at the end of the day, because Moshe Rabbeinu gave up HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the burning bush a hard time, and he didn't want to go back to Mitzrayim. He was punished ultimately. Then Aaron got the kuna gedola and not Moshe. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was because of the great honor of Anava, he was still punished. He kasher Hashem Yisbarach mitzvah lasis is a shlichus and a sarfkla. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a shlichus, it's not a time. It's not a time to be humble. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe was telling Aaron. Lama tabavosh, kach nevcharta. Or to the ma'ich efshar l'chasab dvar Hashem b'pata abusha. Halo kol ma'ash nevcharta atav l'kun. Lo hayam mel matma sha'anochi yisrvas v'il yisrv Hashem. The whole reason why I had lost the kahuna in the first place is because I had the wrong busha. Don't, you gotta learn from my mistakes. I got punished. I was gonna be the kohen and you're gonna be the Levi. I'm the Levi now. You're the kohen. I called the nashi goes Levi atavi. Mucha she'il yisrv yisrv Hashem. Yimikein lama tabosh. Hasil gash l'chaim yisrv Hashem. Go. Go, because I made this a mistake, and you are chosen to be the Kohen. It's not a time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a shlichus, you have the koyach to be able to do it. And this is maybe what I thought of a Chiddush Sharim. It says in the Parsha Shlach, the Indian of shlichus, we know that the Mishnah says in Brachos Lam and Gimel, the Indian of shluchos sha'olam kamoso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu places us in this world, we have the koyach of the Mishalech. The shliach, the messenger, has the koyach of the sender. The Banshom gives us something to do. We have the koyach of the Rabbanu Shalom. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Aaron HaKohen, Rabbanu Shalom gives you a shlichus, don't have fake anava. It's incredible anava that Moshe says, don't lower yourself to what I did wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a shlichus, step up to the plate, and don't make the same mistake. It says the Chiddush Sharim, when the shliach understands that he's working for the Mishlech and you have the koyach of Mishlech, you have nothing to worry about. And finally, third and final idea from the Rav Yitzchak of Vorka, about the Chassidah bird later on in the Parsha. Why is the Chassidah bird tame? Because Chazal say because it does tuma, because it does chesed im chavrosah. What does that imply? It does chesed with its friends. But why should it be tamer? Pasuk says chadusher mitzvah vorka. Why should it be tamer? It does chesed, it's kindness, because it only does chesed with its friends. It only does things with its friends. It's only nice and kind and caring to its friends. But to everybody else, no. That is not a kosher bird. What it means to kosher bird is to be caring and kind for every single person. And that's what that Rizal tells us, that brought down the Magen Avraham Hilchos Tefillah. When a person comes to daven the Ribono Shel Olam, you take upon themselves mitzvah of Avdecha Kamoicha. Whether I know them or not, whether I see them or not, I'm davening for Eretz Yisrael. I'm davening that Iran should be gone. I'm davening that we should be wiped them away. I'm davening that Hamas should be wiped away. I'm davening that Hezbollah, mamish, all the narishkeit in America, all the narishkeit in the media, mamish, should be zot. Even whether I know them or not, I'm thinking about them, I'm davening for them. Because someone who says I only do kindness, I only down for people that I know, that's tamei. Person who's really tahor, a person that yid, you're thinking about 6 months in captivity. This week was 180 days. I can't be the same person. I can't be the same person. To have that avos yisrael, especially when it comes now before Pesach, the whole inyan of Pesach is maos chitin. It's the first halacha. Maos chitin is caring about others. And the Rambam says, what's real simchas yontov? Simcha, not simchas kreisot. It's a simcha for the orphans and the widows. Thinking about all those soldiers. All those wives who don't have their husbands for their star. I'm thinking about all those kids who don't have rachmanos on their fathers in this world anymore. Thinking about all those families who won't have their fathers at their Seder table because they're protecting our nation. That's what the Rambam says, real simcha yontov, thinking about others. The opposite of chassidah bird. The ultimate simcha is thinking about others. Let's review these three ideas. So the first idea we said from the Lashon Darizal, Krav HaMazbech, Lama Tavosh Ki HaKav Nekalakach Nevcharta, was really... The greatness of the Kach Nevcharta, because of your busha, it's great enough. That's what is goyim you to be the Kohen Gadol. Don't lose that. The great humility. The base of Ram says it was more of a tzivi. Moshe is saying, "Don't." That's the Yitzhahara, to give up on yourself. That's Haman. That's Amalek. Ki Adokis Ka Yod Chida brings down. We wipe out Amalek on the Yadala to beer and Besreifa. Namish Besreifa. The base of Ram says Moshe Benno was telling Aaron Cohen, "Don't get down on yourself. You did tshuva, now the time to move on." The Panam Yofel, the second idea, says, Lama Taboshke, Chav Necharta, because the Gemara in Zachem tells Kuv Beis that really Aaron, of course, was to be the Levi, Moshe was going to be the Kohen. And why did Moshe lose it? Moshe lost it because he made the mistake of being Messiah, he refused Hashem. Even to go back to Mitzrayim, even though he was out of another, when the Shliach, the Kaddish Baruch gives you a Shlichus, you got to go. You got to go. And that's what the Chiddush Harim says. When the Shliach realizes you have the Kohen, the Mashiach, you can do anything and everything in this world. And even though Moshe Rabbeinu made the same mistake, Moshe Ben loved Aaron HaKohen, who said, "Don't make the same mistake that I did. Learn from your mistake. Learn from my mistake. Learn from my mistake." Realize that you have the shlichus of the Ribono Shel Olam. Finally, the third and final idea about the chassidah bird. Why is the chassidah bird tamei? Does chesed. Chesed chedushim the ritzot work. I know it does chesed only with its friends. Yid's job is to think about others. Yid's job is to always think about others, whether they know them or not. To be zochah, to have the right anava, to never give up on ourselves, to understand, to learn from our mistakes, and to understand our shlichus from the Ribono Shel Olam. And if we have a shlichus, that means that Chodesh Baruch Hu gives us a matzav, means we have a Chodesh Baruch Hu shlichus with us, and to understand to be kind and caring to every single year, no matter we know them or we not. We should zochah to the autumn gula, as the Chazal say, we were redeemed in Nisan, we should zochah to redeemed in the future Nisan, collectively, individually, as the Shem Yishlam Kosh, Mizachim, 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 Yishlam Kosh, Mizachim, Shabbos, Psoes, Tavis.